This is the This is the place where sports opinions collide. Dead End Sports. I'm your host, Kenneth B. Inch. Joining me on the show, we got Shelton J.
What's happening? What's happening?
Nikki Duce.
What it do?
And the only FIFO y'all gonna see is the one on the 365 video today. He Kyrie'd us again, y'all. So and Q won't be on tonight either. So but he'll be back with us Thursday. So in the other string, the one that was private and unlisted, I saw y'all talking about the Hawks gonna get swept, man. The Hawks ain't getting swept, man. Y'all need to stop that disrespect. Nah, you said that.
I know. I know. It's
not gonna happen.
I'm speaking for the people.
It's not gonna happen.
PJ Tucker is always complaining about something.
I mean, if they lose, it's John Collins' fault.
Trey did his thing, though. Trey is always going to do what he has to do.
In this game? Because last game,
I'm just talking about getting up to the playoffs.
Like, say he did his job?
He did his job. Everything else after this, like, this is the number one seed. Like,
I don't mean anything. They're fake number one seed. I like Okongwu, man. I think they need to use him a little bit more.
What about Hunter?
I like him, too. Yep. But the thing about Okongwu is that he always looked like he doesn't have full control when he's going for rebounds and stuff. You know how Capella looks like he know exactly what he's doing and when he's going to do it and how he's going to get the rebound. Okongwu looks like he's just trying to figure it out.
Did the Hawks peak too early?
You mean last year?
In their rebuilding, because the whole Trae Young stuff is all about, ever since they drafted Trae Young, it's been the rebuild mode. But they went to the Eastern Conference Finals last year and took Milwaukee to 6.
I wouldn't say they peaked too early. Mm-hmm. Well,
because like if you're rebuilding a team and you make it to the East, and you like one series away or two games away.
Nah, I guess you might be right.
Like, it's like, how do you even judge that roster, that team moving forward?
Because this was they did kind of pull back a lot this year, but to basically have to, do a play in, but there was a lot of internal dysfunction and strife going on. John Collins was whining about stuff. I think Cam Reddish was a problem because he wanted to shoot the ball every time he got in the game and didn't want to really fit into his role. Little stuff like that. I think once they got all of those things resolved and Nate McMillan got a whole handle on the team, we saw what they should have been all year towards the second half when they made the playoff push. But at that moment, it may have only been good enough just to get in the first round and get bounced out. I think they still got a lot of developing to do with Hunter and Okongwu. They made their decision on Herter, so he's going to be the guy here. Yep. So what you going to say?
They just got to figure out the roster and how they're going to do rotations. John Collins being out did not help. And like you said, they have that strife going on and trying to figure out things. And I don't think they peaked too early. I just think that they didn't surprise nobody this year. So you do have a lot of attention on you at this point.
I don't even think they had a lot of attention, though. Like, out of the top four team headlines in the East, the Hawks is probably fifth. Because you got Brooklyn in their situation. That's getting headlines. Mm-hmm. Philly in their situation. That's getting headlines. Milwaukee being the repeat champs. That's getting headlines. Chicago got more love than Atlanta.
But even as far as that's concerned, what I mean is by other teams. So when you come in to play Atlanta, you knew this year after last year, you coming in to play them, you got to be ready. So I think the teams were more ready for Atlanta than before, where some of those games you kind of take it easy on some of those teams. And you're looking at the schedule. They schedule watch just like we do. And they're like, okay, we're playing such and such tonight.
I don't think people really come into Atlanta thinking like, oh, I gotta step my game up. You know what I mean?
This year, I think they did. Like I said, this year early, I think they did. Based off the run last year, they didn't surprise nobody. I think that you would study Trae. Knowing that you're going against Trae, you were thinking about Trae. As opposed to before when you really didn't think about Atlanta like that.
I think they played better with John Collins out. When he went out.
That's when they started playing.
Yeah, so I don't think that hurt him. I think it helped, honestly.
He back now and it's –
And losing Capella, so I forgot Capella is probably lost.
Oh, yeah, I forget. Yeah, so. That's their
So yeah, I'm still going. Well, I know we're gonna do our picks and stuff, but
how long has Lou Will been out? I didn't even realize Lou Will was out till I saw him sitting on the bench next to Trey.
I forgot that he was even then on the team. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, that's the question I was gonna ask about Miami. Are we overlooking them? Or is it? Or are they just playing the Hawks?
I feel like that's been the question all year. You know, I think the chat has constantly pointed out to us that we keep sleeping on the Heat and stuff like that. And y'all wake me up when they get somewhere. All right, that's what I want. Wake me up when they get to either the ECF or the finals.
Ken, they're number one seed.
It's crazy. They were in the finals 2 years.
They were in the finals 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. What, they got to do it again.
But were they there last year? They weren't there last year.
No.
They didn't make it last year, huh? Okay. I mean, I you know, I understand. You know, I understand maybe their rough start early on was due to a lot of injuries, COVID, mm-hmm. stuff like that, blah, blah, blah. How in the heck? No way.
That was offensive foul. Look at this.
Oh.
Hell yeah, that was offensive foul.
I don't know, man. I see the little elbow, the little chicken wing, but. He ran into him. See, they hating
frustrated.
On, they hating on Trey, man. But to your point, they're gonna have to get like Atlanta, Miami. He gonna beat you up.
That's what I'm saying. Like they ain't gonna let you get physical. They got nothing but pit bulls on their starting five.
Mm-hmm. But nah, man. I'm just not there with the. Oh, he got a tech for that too.
Yeah, he got. He was talking shit to the.
As he should. Really? Calling that bullshit. See, ball don't lie. Isn't that like one of the one things that, like, for whatever reason, it always rings true
does,
for the most
does,
part.
It does. It does.
The
equalize.
Accuracy of that phrase.
It's always like right after that play. If you hit, it depends. You hit it solely depends on how confident you are as a free throw shooter.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, even good free throw shooters be missing it when some messed up stuff happens. It is the weirdest thing ever, man.
Steph missed a couple last night.
Mm. Yep. But like I said, wake me up when they get to the Eastern Conference Finals or the finals.
You don't get them no respect.
I do not.
Speaking of Miami, real quick, not to switch sports, and this is obviously a basketball episode. Did you hear about that Tom Brady Miami Dolphins situation?
Mm-hmm. I talked about it Thursday for a minute.
You did? Okay. Mm-hmm.
Not much, but a little bit.
Ken, have you read about it or heard about it?
Only what Shelton brought up, but nah.
Man, that shit was crazy. The most crazy part about it is that they're not going to, the NFL will never investigate that.
Mm-mm.
Because that's going to lean right into Ryan Flores' lawsuit.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Because yeah. If they investigate what happened, it's obviously tampering. It's obviously forgetting the Rooney Rule. Because not only are you hiring Tom Brady and all that shit, you're going to hire, they were trying to hire Sean Payton.
Yeah. That was the whole plan. It was a whole coup.
It was like
they were hiring Tom Brady as an administrator.
Yeah,
as on the
like basically like yeah. John Elway.
Yeah, and he was going to come out of retirement this hero. That's crazy.
Because they was like, it doesn't make sense for him. He retired for 6 weeks.
But I saw the Bucks today said that they were trying to move past it. They were ignoring.
Wait, so chatter. Not that it didn't happen, but that they were just trying to move past it.
Yeah, it says the Bucks general manager says there's no discussions of Dolphins rumors or a new contract with Tom Brady. So Jason Light said.
So tell me what happened again.
So basically what the summary of the story is, and I was listening to Bomani Jones and a few other podcasts about it, because it's been in the news since early April. Like it got published out there, but no one's talking about it. And it was basically explaining why Tom Brady retired.
Mm-hmm.
He was him and the owner of the Miami Dolphins agreed upon allegedly that he was going to become like the president,
a minority owner and president
of the Miami Dolphins, and they were going to hire Sean Payton as the head coach. Now this is all underneath the table because obviously with the Rooney Rule you got to do all this, you know, the whole hiring process. They were going to go bypass all that shit and set everything up. That's why Brady retired the way he did. And then 6 weeks later, he unretired because of the Brian Flores. They didn't expect Brian Flores to file that lawsuit.
Mm.
So with that lawsuit, now open, you can't do that. Because if you do that, that goes right into this lawsuit, and that means he get all his money and then some. So okay. That's why I say the NFL won't do that, because they will be helping out Brian Flores' case if they even think about investigating it, because it'll be doing most of his work. It'll be uncovering all that bullshit, all those documents and text messages, whatever is going on.
So they're just going to say it's just a rumor and kind of move on.
They're just going to move on with it. That's why Brady, no one's saying nothing about it. They just moving on. Because if Brian Flores doesn't file that lawsuit around that same, because I think the lawsuit got published,
right,
or got released the day before, like, all this shit was supposed to happen, like all the announcements and all that stuff, or like the week of. It was like really crazy how the timing went.
Oh, it's not. Mm-hmm. No. It's conspiracy time. Y'all, hey, how did Brian Flores hear about
that's what they put. That's what they put in the, somebody was saying that, I saw it on something when they were saying that, but it was like, there's no way he could have known that would have
stopped.
They were saying
that maybe Belichick tipped him off.
There you
with
go.
With that accidental text message.
We need to look at that text message and see if there's some hidden code in there. Yeah. Decipher that motherfucker.
Because they said maybe Belichick tipped him off.
That's
with
what
that.
It was, yeah.
Because if that's going on, then maybe there's like, I don't know. It's just a very interesting situation that no one's really
talking. Man, cheating while he retired,
and he got a, and he not only did, he was going to be a part owner and running the whole shit in Miami with Sean Payton as a coach.
That's, he wasn't going to play though.
No. He was going to be retired.
He was still going to be retired.
Still retired.
So he retired to do all that. Yeah. Brian Flores dropped the lawsuit, and now he coming back.
Now he coming back 6 weeks
because later. His gig is up. Wow. So this is all Flores' fault. Flores forced Brady back into the game.
Yeah.
I thought he was pro brother, man. He just, God dang, man. We trying to get rid of him.
Hey.
You can take that one for the team,
Flores,
man.
Flores hit a push of T. Fucked up the whole business
he
deal.
He sure did. God dang, man. That was out. Shit.
He did.
Who the hell is that?
Let me read some of these super chats before I move on to the next set. Joshua Jericho, shout out to you. How would you stop Warriors PTSD? They call that Poole, Thompson, Steph, and Draymond. They call them PTSD.
That's
interesting lineup name. Shit, ain't Steph coming off the bench?
That's on the bench.
Crazy.
That's crazy. 34 and 23 minutes last night.
Talk about who was that? Somebody that didn't want to come off the bench? I know LeBron has come off the bench. Steph coming off the bench, and AD don't want to play center.
Knicks boy didn't want to come off the bench.
Who?
Melo.
Melo been coming off the bench.
He eventually got there.
Yeah, he ain't had no choice. That was after it was.
I'm just saying, what you mean? No, you saying like he ain't never came off the bench.
He didn't want to.
No one wants to come off the bench.
He just was trying to get back in the league. That's, they put him out. That's why he had to come off the bench.
Come on, Hunter. Man, they got to get out of Miami.
You can't, Joshua Jericho, to ask that question. They're
it's too many. It's too much distractions in Miami.
Really, there's really no way to stop it. You can just try to slow it down. And the only way to do that is to be able to switch. You're going to have the matchups. You're going to have a mobile person playing the five, running a forward and four guards, and they got to switch everything.
And there's size. No way.
Size may be able to help. You're saying too much. It's just size. You just got to have a good big. With
I know they'll run around you, but
that's with shooters.
But that's what I'm saying. You got to be able to switch it. And see, they've dealt with size. They can get around that. If you can't,
they only
switch,
dealt with one guy. It's only Joker.
No, they did it to Boogie. They did it to any of those guys that tried to guard. Aaron Gordon.
I'm talking about
he said Boogie.
That's what I'm saying.
No, every big that they threw at him. I'm talking about Aaron Gordon,
Boogie Cousins.
Aaron Gordon.
Is he even a top 10, top 15 big at this point?
Yeah, Aaron Gordon sounds better than Boogie Cousins.
What I'm saying is they were doing it to every big that they threw at him.
You think they could do that to Cat?
Yo, yeah. Oh, they'll light Cat up. They're going to light Cat up.
You don't think Memphis could
Memphis
throw a lineup
up? Memphis would give them issues because they'll have to face Memphis next round, right? They face whoever wins the.
Yeah. But to stay with them guys, man, you got to stay with all of them. And
stay
the thing
with
is,
who?
Huh?
Stay with who?
All four of them.
They could go
all three of them.
They can go JJJ at five and then a small lineup around that.
Yeah, but
and match up.
Even Steven Adams will give him fits.
What you got to hope for is that one of those guys are off. And like I said, you just got to make sure you close out because they do it. They do it the most bad. I think they had like by far the most back cuts in the league in this playoffs. And like I said, now that Jordan Poole has found his confidence, it's just tough. It's just tough to stop him
all fucking damn year. Damn, but no, I think, and I don't, you know, if we're looking at a team, I think Memphis may have enough small guys that are quick and agile enough to stay with him, and then just put JJJ right there in the middle, and then that may help. So, because JJJ will ultimately end up guarding Draymond. I don't know how that would work, right? Because Draymond plays the five, right?
In that lineup, in their small lineup,
yeah.
Here.
So mm-hmm. That's about the closest you may be able to get.
And it's just about how they switch. Like I said, as long as they switch and can stay with those guards, you can't stop them. You just hope to slow them down because they can.
I'm not gonna say that about Poole just yet. This is the first playoffs he ever had, so I'm not gonna say that. I'm not gonna come into thinking that he's gonna keep that up throughout the whole playoffs.
Correct, and I agree with you on that. He could slow down, but
he's like Maxie to me right now. Like he's doing. They need to win those games that he drops 30. If they lose those games, then that's bad on. That's a waste of his performance. But I don't know. He's not gonna average 30 throughout the whole series.
He don't need to though. That's the thing. Like if he just add to what Clay and Steph doing, that's what make it crazy. Now you know Maxie will probably need to average 30 because we know James Harden ain't gonna do shit.
You know James Harden. You know his field goal percentage right now in the series.
What's that? 15%.
Just overall, it's less than 35%.
Yeah,
I was guessing. I was thinking
he's a shell of himself.
He averaged 22 points in the regular season. He's only averaging 18 in the playoffs so far.
You know, Maxie getting off, man. He'll get there.
Yeah, Maxie saving.
Maxie's going off though. You know what I mean? Like
Maxie's played good all year. That you know,
but he ain't played like this. So that's what I'm saying. Like he's just
going
he's
off. Just had games here or there. But yeah,
again, I don't know how long these niggas can hold that shit.
It's gonna be
seven games. Like you know what I mean? It's a four game.
And Tobias played well too. Remember I talked about that.
He's the most forgotten motherfucker.
He is.
And out of every team, I forget that this nigga be on that. He's on that team, and they pay that nigga $120-something million.
He got a max. Him and Maxie both have stepped up in this series.
Here we go.
That's all Atlanta do with they white boys.
Here we go. They don't want to come down.
Atlanta got the same looking white boy.
They ain't want. We sending all the strippers to the hotel. We sending down all of Magic City. Is going to holler at Jimmy.
It's going to be a blue flame in Miami.
It's going to be.
That's
what they're doing to the Hawks. The Hawks too busy out there in the streets. Instead of trying to win a game.
Nate the Great says no one respects Miami because they don't have a superstar. That's false. That is like absolutely that. False.
Man, you speaking the truth, bro.
That is absolutely false.
Yes, Tyler Herro.
Don't even play like that. You already know.
Tyler getting there.
It's the butler nobody likes to see.
Oh my God. I thought you were talking about Bam.
Nah. Mm-hmm. Mr. T asks, do the Sixers give Harden the Supermax this year? They got to.
They're going to have to. They
can't trade all that shit and not do that.
Yeah, they made that trade. Yeah, exactly. Yep, you just said it. So they'll give it to him. Because, you know, I think who's the...
Would you give it to
him? I would not give it to him. I wouldn't even trade it for the motherfucker.
I'm just saying if you just had to... Like,
I'm Maury and I made that move, yeah, I would. Because I basically threw all the chips in. You know, but I think
is there like a standard with this season, like this current playoff run? There'd be like it will adjust. It's easy for the fans to be like, okay, he's got the Supermax. Like, do they need to get to the Eastern Conference Finals? At least get out of the second round and be like, okay, he's done. He's got us further than we've ever gotten with this process.
They should, but they're gonna make excuses for his injuries, like Q doing now.
What did Q say? Oh yeah, he said his man had been dealing with a hamstring. I'm like, bro,
ham?
Yeah, that's what it is.
That's what he is. Yeah, he ain't doing Ramadan. I know that he ain't doing Ramadan.
But I think the fans will make peace with what happened. I feel it different. I don't know, but I think because they made the move. This is a good question because I wonder how many of them are expecting a title this year because of the move.
How old is Harden turning?
How old is he turning? Is it 32? I could be wrong.
But
they were initially when this trade was initially done, They all said this, the answer to our prayers. We got rid of Ben and we bring in James Harden. We got the best 1-2 punch in the league. That's what everybody was saying. They all were saying it. And I'm like, I don't know what y'all been.
They was even trying to say like they the next Shaq and Kobe.
Yeah, that's how they was talking about it. They were talking about the ghost of James Harden, not James Harden we see now.
Shaq shut that shit down set.
He did.
Yeah, he was like, man, hell no, don't ever say that shit.
Who was that shot at?
That was, of course, Harden. He fucked with Embiid. They clowned Embiid early on when he was doing.
Oh yeah, Shaq called him out.
But he got better.
Yeah,
he's
Shaq, more consistent. Shaq called him out all the time. Shaq stayed on his ass because
He saw that he was like, bro, I see the potential. You can't be doing that shit.
And he didn't cower. He didn't cry. He didn't Ben Simmons it up. He just was like, he manned up. He was
that,
like,
is that the new term
yeah,
now?
We're going.
That's how we call BS.
Yeah.
Boy, you in the best.
Nah, he got with it, man, and he did what he needed to do. So, come on, Trey Gordon, steal this from him like you did. Shit, who do they play?
Talking about Cleveland?
Yeah. Cleveland thought they had that shit. I thought they had it.
I thought they did, too.
Shit, yeah. I was like, damn.
They sure did.
They were making me look bad. I just made a video, too.
I realize they missing one more piece, honestly.
You know, I think a lot of it was the experience. They got hurt. I think they would have fared a little bit better.
How Mobley played too.
Yeah. But yeah, he's nice. But I think Garland needs to get his tray on. Like when that game was in the balance, he needed to just be like, look, I'm gonna take the fuck over.
It's my game.
He was just bad.
Told y'all, here we go.
He was also just bad from the field goal.
Mm-hmm.
A narcissistic sloth. He said, give it to me straight, y'all. I know FIFO ain't here to break it to me easy, but do my Bulls stand a chance at winning even one game? DeMar kind of sold.
Listen, man, why do people expect anything different from DeMar DeRozan? I'm going to have to bring back the nickname, and I don't want to do it because he's been playing well.
Did you, the DeNozin?
DeNozin, right.
You cut out that, you didn't start recording that part where even FIFA was like, damn, this is why you don't get nowhere in the playoffs. Yeah, literally said, like, this is why you don't
here
trust.
Here we go. Oh, I told y'all.
Down three. No, three.
Don't get hyped until they get the lead or tie the game. All right? They still down. You told us what?
There you go.
They lose by five?
What's that? Is that Struss?
It looked like Eddie House.
Come on, y'all. What do y'all?
I don't even know.
On.
Miami always got some random motherfucker on the court.
That's who that is right now.
His name is Stress.
It's something like, I don't know what.
Got him. Woo! We about
is that Bogey?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a Bogey. We don't boys says Timberwolves matches up well with Grizzlies. You know what they match up? I think. After the first, we just watched one game, so they haven't got their second game. Oh, their second game is playing now. Let me check the score before I say this shit.
Come on, man, y'all stop it.
But they gave him the N1.
Yeah, threw that little weak ass shit up.
That's the shit Trey be doing. Minnesota may be the most dangerous team in the West right now.
Minnesota is a good team, but they're not. They're not there. They're not there yet.
If they beat Memphis, you don't think they'll scare everybody?
No, I don't. I think that this is the perfect matchup for them because you're dealing with kind of like a mirror of yourself. You got a team with a lot of youth on the other side.
No playoff experience.
And they kind of, like I said, they match up well. So this is the perfect scenario. When they go against them next guys in the next round, be it Golden State. I can't remember who they play next.
They play Golden State.
Golden State?
That's a wrap.
Too much, man.
It's a wrap.
That's too much.
It's
you
a
can't,
wrap.
You going to need Cat, and you can't depend on Cat. I have no faith in Cat. I ain't worried about Anthony Edwards. He gonna do what he do. But Cat ain't going to do it, and I don't trust
D'Angelo Russell.
Yeah, D'Lo. I don't trust him either.
That's the X factor to me throughout this whole series is D'Angelo Russell.
Because
he could play like an all-star,
or
he could play like a bum.
Correct.
Which is crazy to say at this point in time of the year, but I liked how he came out that first game. First game, he really ended the whole game.
Right, he played well in that first game, and he played well in the play-in. But like you said earlier about these other guys, and we talk about Max, the same thing applies. We can't depend on that night in and night out. He's not going to do that for the rest of these playoffs. I just don't think so. I don't think so.
He's more likely to do it than Maxie. I don't see Maxie averaging 30. Maybe because it's the Raptors, but I don't see him averaging 30 forward.
I think I trust Maxie more than I do D-Lo.
Why? Yeah.
Because of the fact that Maxie is going to be dependent on to do what he do. And he's never afraid. So he's going to take those shots and he'll have more open shots.
It's not about him taking the shots. It's about him making those
shots.
That's
what I'm saying. He has the confidence to do that. On the other side.
No, he has the confidence to take the shots. What makes you think that he'll keep up this production?
Because he has the confidence to make them too. He can make the shots that he takes. Now, he can struggle at some point. But for the most part, I still trust him to make those shots over D'Lo. I look at D'Lo like he's going to defer to Cat sometimes. Anthony Edwards is going to get his. He's kind of like that forgotten man, and I think that's going to catch up with him. Because Cat going to go for his.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that first game, he definitely tried to make up for lost time.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, damn, man.
So I think
forcing the offense.
Right, his teammates are going to play more against him than anything else. Max is going to have more opportunities.
Oh, no, D'Lo's definitely an S factor. I don't know if I mean, he is a forgotten man. I haven't watched enough of D'Lo to be one way or the other. I think he's definitely the X factor in this series in terms of whether or not they can win it, because he can do it all.
He can honestly do it all, man.
It's just whether or not he does it.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, when the pecking order is he's third, which is fine as a point guard, you control pace and the Florida game or whatever. You know, you just get yours when you need it. But, mm-hmm. You know, he can score from anywhere on the court.
He can.
So it's just a matter of the mentality. Is it going to be there when your team needs you? There you go.
Here's a question.
Oh, but the answer, we never did answer his question. A narcissistic sloth. I think the Bulls will win one game. It's going to be a 4-1 series.
Nah, it's going to be a sweep.
Mm-hmm. What you think, Ken?
Sweep.
They ain't got no answer for Giannis, man.
There you go.
Drew Holiday and Chris Middleton played shit ball that first game.
Mm-hmm.
Bulls was up in the fourth quarter.
And I didn't watch the game. They were getting handled in the first quarter. I was
they came back. They made it a good game.
I didn't know they came back into the league. How much were they up though?
They was up by like three. No. It was.
I think they only went up three.
Oh, well, yeah. Where they came back from. Why is that Jimmy Duncan again? Jimmy has been getting free dunks all game.
Jimmy Bucket.
It's just a lazy pass. You don't see him. You don't see the bandana.
Hey.
He the only one with the bandana. No, it's another one out there.
Nah,
they all look at me, but he light skinned.
That other dude, whatever his name.
Oh, he trying to do that again.
There you go.
That's your boy, ain't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But they done made a lot of mistakes.
Nah, I just think the Bulls, I think they went up by like five, maybe 5-8. I know it was enough to where it was like, oh.
How much time was low?
I thought they only went up three.
It was a decent amount.
Okay, enough time for them.
Yeah, it was enough time for them to close it out if they need to. Or they should have.
I thought they went up three, but I could be wrong.
There you go.
I don't remember ever seeing them up five. I never felt like the Bulls were going to win that game, even when they were up.
That's what I'm saying. Like, the Bulls just don't give me no confidence. Zach LaVine, this is leading up to that. Playboy asked, is Zach LaVine worth a max contract? I doubt that he'll level up to be worth it, but with the Bulls setting their sights on a chip, they might have to.
And
he's going to have to get it.
I think he is.
I don't think he is.
He's going to have
to. Bam! Let's go. How old is Zach LaVine?
He about to be on that wrong side of 30. I think he's at least 29.
No, I don't think so. Let's look and see, because I don't think so.
He ain't young, because
he's probably like 27.
What kind of defense is this?
Yeah, 27. I guess.
Right. Oh, yeah, he got time then. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he's 27 years old. He's going to get it.
I thought he was 29. I still wouldn't give him the max. He don't push the needle.
Come on, Trey. That would have made it a 2-point game. They're going to win.
Go ahead, say your shit. They waiting for our predictions.
Well, let's do our picks, damn it.
All right. Shit, let's get through it.
Ooh.
Let's get through these first round matchups. You want to start with the East or the West? We'll just start with the East. You want to start with the West?
Yeah, because the East is going to be hard.
All right. Phoenix versus New Orleans. Who y'all got and how many and how much? Let me write. Phoenix, let me take this down.
And that's gonna be a 4-0 sweep. Shout out to New Orleans though; they gonna play well.
How am I gonna do this?
Keep it competitive. I mean, but that Phoenix defense is too much.
I'm trying to think if New Orleans can get one. I had them beating the Clippers. The Clippers blew that game. Y'all, Q's favorite coach right now.
In Knicks and FIFO's. I was going to say, now, they had Ty Lue. FIFO had Ty Lue as the number one coach.
Sure did. Double-digit lead.
Number one coach.
13-point lead in the fourth quarter.
And then Nick put in the chat that they lost based off the play and not the coaching. I don't know if you saw that.
I saw it. What did I say?
You blamed the players.
You blamed Ty Lue's coaching on why they lost that play game.
You said that the players fumbled. I was like, Ty Lue the coach. And you ranked him ahead of a lot of good coaches.
He top five.
You had him, what? What do you have him, three or two?
No, I didn't rank him specifically. Is he three?
Well, at least FIFO. All your top five coaches in the playoffs? Because I know FIFO didn't have some. He had some that were top five make the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
But Lou ain't in it. Lou ain't make it. People talking all this shit about Lou in L.A. and the Lakers this, the Lakers that. Lou and the Lakers.
PG was hurt.
And the Clippers.
PG was hurt, though. Well,
he did some dumb ass shit. Sound like, you know, they still would have lost.
Yeah, they would still have lost.
They would have won, though. They barely lost against the Minnesota.
They won all those games without PG-13. We ain't going to give them that excuse.
Yeah, no.
We ain't going to give them that excuse.
No.
He at home, just like the Lakers at home. So people talking about, oh, man, the Lakers. Ty Lue could have did this with the Lakers roster. I made a video about this. I was like, I don't think he could have even helped the Lakers roster. His rotations probably would have been better to Q's point, but would it have been enough? Nah. And he had a better roster with the fucking Clippers and his ass at home. But anyway, I think it's going to be a sweep. I'm going with the Suns.
So who you got? You got Phoenix?
Mm-hmm. 4-0.
4-0.
Who you got, FIFO? I see you in the chat.
I got a sweep as well.
Damn, what?
Did you say they were going to get one game?
I'm wondering if CJ McCollum can get hot for one game. You know what? Five.
Oh, FIFA got the Suns in five.
I'm going five.
So only me and you got
a sweep.
Sweep.
I don't like that shot. Oh! Here we go. Here we go. That's a no, 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 yes. That's a no, 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 yes. Put that pressure on him. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Look at them butts getting tight. Why did you do that? Why would you even leave him? Oh, there we go. Up, oh, Trey Day time.
Oh, it's 64.
It's Trey time.
Time. Memphis.
Man, they better.
The nigga you love to hate.
It's Jimmy. You already know. You already know. Jimmy got to lock his ass up. Yeah, let that goofy-ass offense go. Look.
Oh, I was about to say. You better not have shot that.
That goofy-ass. Atlanta has a horrible offense if the ball ain't in Trae Young's hands.
That's a hell of a shot and a bold-ass shot. Is that Jimmy?
Yeah, that was Jimmy.
Uh-huh.
That was good defense. That was still good defense.
Yeah, it was. That's the second time he done hit one in his face like that, too.
Uh-oh.
They scared now, boy. Yeah. That white man on him. Yeah, shit. Oh, yeah, Memphis rolling. I mean, Minnesota. Well, we'll talk about it later, but.
All right. So me and Shelton got sweep for the Phoenix Pelican series, and FIFO and Ken got gentleman sweep.
That's good.
No, it wasn't. What?
All right. Staying with the West, Memphis versus Timberwolves. Who y'all got and how much?
Give me Memphis in six.
Damn.
4-2 Memphis.
Oh, I don't know why I heard Minnesota. Uh-oh.
Why are they letting this superstar be a superstar?
They let him walk.
They acted like this the all-star game. Trey just want to get the ball back to shoot a three.
No, we don't.
That was some
look at him. He's about to shoot it from right here.
That was some Ole defense right there.
He ain't hot yet. That's the one that's, oh, come on. Get the ball, Okongwu. Like, what is that?
That was horrible defense. That's one of the worst.
Anyway, games. Oh man, this is
I got Memphis at 7.
So right, you think now, this is gonna be down to
right
the wire,
now,
huh?
What do they got? It's
60-49.
Yeah. We're going into the halftime.
Yeah, Minnesota caught them flat footed the first game.
I think it goes 7.
But they managed to steal one, which, you know, you're looking at Memphis going on the road. But the Timberwolves are still young. So is Memphis, though.
Yeah, Memphis young, too. Memphis is actually younger than the Wolves. Because with the Wolves, you got
Memphis, like, Bev. It's like the top 3 youngest team or something.
Yeah,
in the league.
You got Pat Bev, who got playoff experience. You got Cat, who got game experience. And you got D'Lo. So you got more veterans on Minnesota than you do Memphis.
Something's different about Memphis. I mean, Minnesota.
I don't know why this is tough for me. It's like, I'm going Minnesota.
You going Minnesota?
In what?
In what?
6.
In 6. Wow.
Wow. FIFO got the Wolves in 7.
He's got the Wolves in 7?
Yeah.
Where you see that? Where? He testing?
Yeah, oh. He in the chat.
Oh, bro. Are they reviewing that? Just give it to the Hawks.
The next one is Golden State versus Denver.
We already know it's 4-0.
They're gonna sweep Denver. I got Denver in 6.
It's like, what?
I'm gonna do Denver in 7.
You serious?
Dead ass.
He playing, man.
Denver in 7.
Ain't no way in hell.
Nick, why do you hate Golden State? Golden
I don't
State.
Hate Golden State. I just he's the MVP. The most valuable player on the court is in Ken. Have they not been saying he the most valuable player in the league for 2 years in a row?
Have you seen him in the first 2 games?
I'm just saying it's gonna show.
They
up
said it.
They said it. So I'm going by the media. I'm going off with the media. So the white man said that he the best in the league. So I'm gonna go by what
it's
he said.
It's gonna be a sweep. It's gonna be a sweep. Golden State. I don't think Denver gonna get
Golden State
8 games.
In 5.
I'm calling sweep.
So Ken, you say it's a sweep.
FIFO got Golden State in 4.
Dang, when did they
FIFO, this is my last time looking at yours. You ain't here.
Nah, don't do that to him. So how many you said sweep as well?
5.
You said 5. You don't never want to put your money down for the sweep, bro.
I just
don't give a fuck about these gentlemen sweeps, man.
Wait, you ain't going with your MVP?
Yeah. Ooh. You've been, you know what I'm talking about. You was like, what's his perp? He been a nigga talking about perp.
Oh,
year.
I switched.
What Jimmy do?
Hit a 3. No, that's a.
Jimmy
that's
got a, what?
43, yes.
Hey, this is the Jimmy crack corn game right here, boy. Wow. They have to foul Jimmy.
He trying to get 50.
45. Stop stat padding. That's what that
hey,
is.
I told you. He is the butler no one wants to see.
Nobody afraid of Jimmy Butler, bro.
Hey, he the butler nobody
and,
wants
and
to see.
And he's the same dude that'll give you 16.
Why you got to talk bad about a
I'm
black
just
man
saying,
like
you
that?
Know
come on, man.
Never forget, Mayhem, never forget that. Never forget Steph can't create his own shot.
Shit. He coming off the bench, ain't he? He on a decline, ain't he? What? Hey, what they say? Marcellus Wiley says, bro, when you say shit too early, they call you a hater.
Yeah.
That's why everybody hate me in the chat. They say, I don't know what I'm talking about,
bro. Well, they call me a hater, so. They say, hey. I just hate everybody. So you don't know what you're talking about and I hate
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I've been right about
that's,
Philly.
That's true, Miguel. Joker is all alone. And I'm just
now. Hold on. I got something.
I'm not making
there's another
excuses
comment.
For him.
There's a super chat comment that's way better than what that dude.
I ain't making excuses
said.
For that man, but he is by himself. They ain't doing nothing.
Birdman 850 says, "Am I tripping or is the media taking it easy on Joker? League MVP cannot get ejected from a playoff game like that.
Yeah, he,
if that was one of us,
yeah, he yeah,
capitalized on us. .. ...
He in my opinion." Looking at it, well, but then again, this if this is counting still towards the MVP, he's no longer the MVP in my opinion.
Oh, I think that's all said and done. They just want
to. I know that, but I wish they would extend it through the playoffs. It would make more sense to me because he's to be the regular season champ. It doesn't. We talk about that all the time. Like you said, Miami, it doesn't mean much if you can't get to the finals. Mm. And it's the same thing with the MVP. I ain't saying he got to get to the finals, but he got to show better than what he's doing. He's not playing well. But what I
Did
mean
he
by
block he, that?
Nah, he just hit it.
We'll see y'all in Atlanta. Bring your ass here. Come on to Atlanta.
Hey, don't do that.
Yeah, he not come on to Atlanta well. And Blue Flame and Magic
hey,
City.
But who do you think deserves the MVP, Joker or?
It's between Embiid and
Giannis. You already know.
If I had a gun to my head, I would give it to Embiid.
I would too.
Just because he's really carrying that team.
Yeah, he closed out. He closed out strong. Then again, is he carrying the team though?
What you mean?
I mean, he is. But what I'm saying is, he does have. Well, Giannis got help too, though.
That's what I'm saying. And Giannis help is proven.
He's yeah.
Don't
you know
do
what?
It,
Embiid. Because
he ain't doing shit.
Right. Nah, he was scared for a minute.
While you trying to, he trying to get 50. Take that.
Trey bro. Trying to just get his percentages up. That's what I like to see. That's that dark skin energy, boy. Nobody likes that.
Good fight. Good fight. They were, you know, I like that they got it within two. You know. So that's all right. It's you know.
Ken, I know that, you know, it's the springtime, you know, it's here and shit like that. So I'm gonna have to get you a broom. For this little sweep that we got to, we got to sweep up Atlanta a little bit.
They coming back to Miami Tide.
I'm
gonna
bring the broom on.
2-2.
I'm gonna bring that broom out, bro.
Even Spo know it. Spo already thinking about Game 5 and how he gonna try to go up 3-2.
Dallas versus Utah. Oh, go ahead.
Hold on. They are taking the light on Joker. Because I didn't even know. I just saw it in the chat, and they are gonna take a light on Joker because he's light.
What I love waking up to watching First Things First, because Nick Wright be, every time Denver loses, he be on they ass like, bro, how the fuck is Joker, like, how the fuck is he the league MVP, but he can't get out the first round?
Mm. Yeah.
He was like, you can't do that. You can't have that. He was like, this is why you don't have six seeds be, oh, Trey just clumsy. This is why you can't have six seeds be the MVP. It don't make sense.
It never makes sense. Nah. Right. Utah. Dallas, give me Utah. I think, shit, man. I don't know, man. Shit, them motherfuckers. I'm still sticking with Utah. I don't know about the number of games. Five.
Dang.
They shouldn't have won that last game.
Dang, Utah in five?
Yeah. Dallas snuck one in off the 41-pointer by, oh, boy.
Can you say Dallas in five?
Yeah, yeah. But hey, they better not win this series without Luka. I'm telling all y'all motherfuckers right now, if Dallas get out of the first round without Luka and Luka on the bench, it's going to be hell to pay.
If it's led by Brunson, I'm gonna buy me a Brunson jersey if that nigga get him out the first round.
I'm telling y'all right
dropping
now,
40 pieces.
This is a warning.
Hey.
Man, the spirit of Luka's carrying that team, bro.
Oh, no. Man. We ain't doing that.
Who you got, Sheldon?
I almost wanted to happen.
I got Dallas in seven.
Dallas in seven.
He lying.
Dallas in seven.
Why?
Because I just don't trust Utah. I just don't.
Donovan, you trust Dallas over Donovan?
I trust Donovan. But once again, It's
not about Donovan.
It's not about him.
Donovan,
we saw what Donovan could do against Denver.
Yeah, we saw Donovan. Nah, man. Donovan.
But his team is going to let him down.
We
trust Rudy Gobert.
Oh, y'all remember last year playoffs I and the way I got on Rudy Gobert.
Yeah, I like the collection of Utah better than the collection of Dallas currently without Luka. I got Utah in six.
Yeah. Now the world sees. What were you saying about being early, Nick? See, now the world sees what I was saying last year about Rudy Gobert. Rudy Gobert is, I wish I knew how to say ass in French. Because that's exactly what he is.
I saw somebody had some individual moves talking about Rudy Gobert. It was some of the worst post moves I've ever seen. I've seen better in high school games.
Yeah, it's just overhyped, like, man. This is crazy. That's a whole other topic. But yeah, I refuse to believe Donovan Mitchell would lose to a collective like that.
If Donnie Mitchell, he packing his bags that night.
Oh, yeah, it's a wrap.
He already is.
Because what's crazy, I would love to see him in Atlanta or in New York.
He already is. I think he's already packing.
Because him and Trey in Atlanta would be, that may be the best backcourt in the whole league.
He should come to Atlanta, bro. We love Charlotte.
Bro, y'all already got too many guards. Y'all don't even know.
Y'all don't even know how to develop y'all niggas.
LaMelo and Donnie Mitchell.
Your best player don't even jump when he shoot. When I noticed that shit, bro, I was like, bro, that shit is goofy as hell. That's how mellow that nigga is. He don't even jump when he shoot. You seen it too.
That's why he said shit. Oh,
does it go in?
No. That's why they at home. Birdman 850, shout out to you. It says Joker will win MVP because of that 2,000, 1,500 stat that he did.
Shit they fucking made up out of thin air. I get tired of this shit. I always making some shit up. Oh, Joker created this club that didn't exist before. Get the fuck out
hold
of
on,
here.
Somebody, hold on.
Philly, he said more on there.
King,
finish that. You didn't finish.
What? Oh.
He said Philly backing into the playoffs
will hurt him and voters will remember it. Oh, for Embiid. Yeah, maybe. King D says that Luka back game four. He's coming back game four. And y'all also skipped my first super chat. Let me see if I found
it. Yeah, we missed a couple of them, I think.
Oh, Luka gonna let everybody do the hard work and then come in and try to take your credit. I see what's going on. Y'all ain't fooling me.
Oh, King D. I got it. King D says, Sean and Brady been trying to link up. Brady was coming to the Saints after he left the Patriots, but Breeze unretired for one last run and screwed it up. That's exactly
where
right.
Where y'all be getting all this shit from?
I saw that too, that Breeze messed it up.
And his granddaddy.
Mm-hmm.
It's, Kevin Timothy says, why doesn't Donovan Mitchell get any criticism for playing zero defense and being a liability on that end? Because he can't play defense and offense.
He can. Mm-hmm. Wade did it.
Wade did it. He ain't Wade.
But we were saying he was Wade.
He's 2.0. 2.0 ain't better than the original. he said he Wade light.
Yeah.
He's Wade like. I would say that. I like how he is. I like his aggressiveness and tenacity offensively. And he's a superstar. I'm not going to criticize a guy who has to play. Who has to give you 30 points and give you what?
Nah.
Three blocks and all that shit?
Nah. Yeah.
Not on that team. That he ain't the reason why they losing games. That's what I'm trying to basically say. He don't need to play defense like that.
Come on, man. You know we especially same. In the league. You know we especially, same energy, Nick.
What you mean?
That ain't the same.
Who am I protecting when I – who am I saying that about?
What did you say about Luka?
I said, can he win a game at home? We don't have to worry about that with Donnie.
It's not Donovan Mitchell's fault that they lose, but it's Luka's fault that they lose. Because you did say it was
no, I said as a superstar that he is, you got to give me at least one game at home.
You said, oh man, you make up. Where did that come from?
How do you win on the road more than you win
you
at
talk
home?
About series wins. You talk about a bunch of different things. The man played ball as long as he's doing
yeah, but
what he's
it didn't get him out the first round. At least Donovan been out the first round.
He got to play defense, bro.
Got to.
We're going to call LeBron and everybody else out for not playing defense. We got it.
But that's because them niggas is known for playing defense. He ain't known for playing defense.
That's the problem.
He wasn't even known as a guy coming out the draft.
But he is a guy now. He got to add to his game.
Who else play defense that's a guy? Trey don't play defense. He a liability. We don't say shit about him.
And that's why they asked lost.
Now you switching your tune now?
No, that's why they asked lost. Maybe if you would have played some defense, Russell wouldn't have got 41.
Down the stretch when it counted the most.
And good point, Shelton.
What?
For once.
Especially that. I got the kids. I said, especially down the stretch when it matters the most, you got to stop somebody.
Did he pick up Brunson?
I didn't. It's on NBA TV. They made sure niggas ain't watching that game. I don't know what happened.
Well, that's
that
probably why he don't get it.
All I saw was that Brunson dropped 41, and I was like, all right.
When I saw that box score, because I ain't watched the game, I think we were recording.
But Donnie had 30-something.
I know he had like 34, 36.
He was 13 for 30, so the percentages was.
But when I looked and saw Dallas won that game, I was like, what?
Yeah, it was. Chill Vibes 24 says, Ken, Utah can't defend the three. Their perimeter defense is awful. The Jazz are not built. They're not built as a good team. The Clippers did the same thing last year. D-Mitch gone,
but they got D-Mitch. D-Mitch should beat a Luka less.
I mean, it's Dallas. I mean, they're going to get out the first round.
Yeah.
So that's all that matters. That's what I'm saying. What are we talking about here?
If they don't, though.
That's a big if, and we ain't drinking yet. I don't know what the hell you drinking.
All right. It's water.
Well, all right. That's what LeBron said.
Joshua Jericho, Apollosack said, whose time in L.A. was more disappointing, LeBron James or Kawhi?
If we want to be just like flat out black and white, obviously it's Kawhi.
Yeah, 100%.
But there's an asterisk by that.
Why is that?
It's the asterisk that you call out all the time.
Oh, because the asterisk championship?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
you take that bubble out.
Even
it's a disappointment.
Kawhi, taking that out. Yeah, Kawhi has done nothing.
You talking about the Clippers or just Kawhi himself? The Clippers were in the Western Conference Finals last year. So
he's missed like 2.5 seasons since he's been there.
I mean, shit. If he hurt, he hurt.
He stay hurt. He stay hurt. Ever since he put them damn crowns on that damn mirror and drove his ass to L.A., he ain't been right. Mm-mm. And we ain't talked about Kawhi
you
all year.
Kawhi's in the league.
Bro, for real. He just need to retire.
Every time you watch the Clippers, we be like, if they had Kawhi, they'll be.
Not I, says the cat.
I say that when I watch the Bulls, if they had Jordan.
Ooh, nobody saying that shit.
Anybody saying that shit right now? King D says Mitch been messing up in fourth quarters. If we keeping it 100.
Well, who said that? King D.
Yeah,
King D probably the only motherfucker watching.
I'm about to say everybody.
thanks for the NBA report, King D, because I haven't been.
And you got to change that name, bro. I ain't gonna keep saying your name. I'm gonna call you King. Whatever. I hope
KD.
You're black.
Yeah. You're KD for sure.
Yeah. KD. I'm gonna call you King. I hope you're a black man or whatever. But I ain't gonna see that last letter.
Yeah.
There's certain letters a nigga don't say out loud.
Did you get that one from Creedon?
Go ahead.
Creedon, what's happening? Creedon said, out of the East, who has the best chance of beating the Suns, they will win. They win the West.
Of course, the Bucks.
Mm.
Yeah, the Bucks definitely.
I think people forget. They hyping up the Suns. Grant, I love what, what's his name? Head coach.
They like Monty Williams.
I love Monty Williams. I love seeing the Suns, you know, I love seeing other teams in the West get more shine. But let's keep it a bean. They was up 2-0 against the Bucks, and they lost 4 straight.
Yes, sir.
With or without Chris Paul, they was up 2-0. Come on, you can't do that.
Ooh, that was.
And why does Crowder? Why do they start every first quarter? Crowder trying to shoot three.
Yeah, they just gotta see. They gotta see what they're gonna get the rest of.
Oh yeah, Crowder hot tonight. Yeah. We winning.
That was the ghost of Russell Westbrook shooting that jumper just now.
CJ McCollum is showing why he got traded as usual.
Crowder last game had 1 point, 1 rebound, 1 assist, and 1 block.
Yeah, I saw that.
But he played good defense on.
What up, man? Yeah, Brandon Ingram.
They ain't stopping him now, though.
Brandon Ingram got that mellow mid range game.
They may win this game right here.
They not. Chris Paul dropped what, 35, 10, and 11 or some shit?
Chris Paul looked like the old Chris Paul. They couldn't do
Chris
nothing.
Paul turned the back. He
they
turned that clock back for these motherfuckers.
Do nothing with him.
Battle the mid range. Must put more water on
them. You got another one?
Let me see.
I got one. Cassie.
Yeah.
Rudy not being able to create his own shot is much more detrimental to Utah than Mitchell playing defense. Utah built to score and Rudy can't help.
Nah, we not doing that. Rudy been there all the time.
Bro, we
and
talk.
People keep now all of a sudden Rudy's the problem.
Rudy been the problem. You just said he was.
He been the problem, but nobody was saying he was the problem before. Now
you
he's
did?
The problem office. Nobody
you somebody?
Nobody ever listened to me, man. I'm used to that. But now everybody want to cop all these excuses.
I'm just saying, like,
make excuses for
who's their number two, Sheldon, in Utah? Who can get?
Mitchell?
Yeah,
Donovan number one.
That's what I was trying to think. I don't even
maybe,
know.
Maybe I'll give you maybe Jordan Clarkson, but he's your sixth man.
Yeah, he ain't really
he
number
don't
two.
Give that, he ain't supposed to do all the things.
Yeah, he ain't really number two. Now, they ain't got nobody, now.
Ooh, Crowder showing up. Look, he getting.
Oh, he oh, it's that 1 point game.
You know, he'd have passed Detroit the NBA.
Oh, he tried to look him off.
Bogdanovich average is
don't even bring that nigga up.
He's averaging 25. So I guess that's your number two.
Yeah, they're gonna be
Jay Mecca says, Mavs not named Luka ain't all scrubs. Dallas in six. Boy, damn. I swear, Dallas with one game. Y'all niggas saying he is six.
We ain't gonna do that. We ain't gonna do that. So now all of a sudden they don't have scrubs on the team. Remember when they were hyping up Luka? They were like, oh, Luka got to do everything. Look at the rest of the roster. Those guys are terrible. Now people want to say the roster ain't full of scrubs on the team. Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all.
Luka is their leader.
Are they scrubs or not?
If you're in the NBA, you ain't a scrub.
They're not scrubs, but they're not. They don't have like this outstanding roster.
We can't change. They're changing the narrative to where now Luka got players around.
They were a top four seed in the West. They are not scrubs.
Nah, he got some nice role players around him. He ain't got no.
He got Dinwiddie. Dinwiddie's a solid dude.
He come off the bench too. Anytime you name those guys, anybody that comes off the bench other than Steph right now should not be your second.
First
best
of all,
player.
Steph shouldn't be coming off the bench.
No,
if he's supposed to be the guy y'all say he is.
Your sixth man should not be your second best player.
That's the case for Golden State.
A King changed his name to King.
Yeah, bro. I was gonna say, bro, we ain't read no more of your super chats.
He changed his name to King.
We was not gonna read no more of your super chats. You was on that shit, bro.
Hey King, appreciate you. King said Giannis went nuclear. No team was beating that.
Shit, not Giannis been nuclear. he been balling all year.
I think he was talking about that playoffs last year.
I know. I'm saying ever since then, he's still going. Yeah. What you call him? JJJ?
Yeah.
Triple J. He ain't got no jumper, though.
So he ain't got that fourth J.
No.
And the way he shoot is goofy, too. You see that man shoot?
I know.
Oh, they all bye got bye. Them tights on, them yellow tights. Bye-bye. I'm like, what kind of
bye-bye, D-Lo.
Yeah, that's it. What kind of pants do they got on? I didn't know what that was.
You know what's crazy? The tight shit is coming back.
Yeah, it is. But see, there's an off color. Normally, it's the same color as the uniform.
Would you wear that? Wear the yellow tight?
Yeah, I would. It feels good. Look like Michigan. That was a nice uniform.
Well, you can tell Minnesota losing. It was Patrick Beverly just.
Why did he do that to D? Why did he do that to D-Lo like that?
I mean, you know, I don't know.
You know why Ja play like that? I heard all the Memphis greats are in town right now. All Tennessee's great.
I'm saying who's
Zach Randolph in there?
That's it.
Nah, Justin Timberlake.
Oh, okay. Oh, all the Memphis. I thought you meant players.
Nah. I'm just saying like Tennessee, two. Like the stars
Wait,
of the state.
I picked Minnesota.
Okay. Yeah, you picked Minnesota in six.
Yeah, you sure did.
I think so. Let me read that again.
No, I did.
You said many. I mean, shit, they got to win one game, right?
D-Lo got 8. Towns got 9. Anthony Edwards got 9. The only person in double figures right now for Minnesota is Nick Reed. He got 10. Nas Reed. I thought it was.
I mean, it doesn't matter.
I don't even know who that is.
You can change his name all you want. The fact that he got 10 and nobody else.
Ja, that nigga.
I told y'all. I told you.
Cat.
I told you.
4 fouls.
I don't know why he stay in foul trouble.
Because he big and goofy.
That's true. Just blue ball.
Des Bain that's a football player. He ain't even know.
Man, it's crazy. Every time I look at him, I'm like, why are you out there?
But if Pat Bev got to run your offense, it's a bad game.
Yeah.
Come on, Ant.
Minnesota has won their championship. You saw it against the Clippers.
Okay. How you miss that, Cat?
Because he don't want to score 10.
He normally make it, so I ain't tripping.
Okay, yeah, they fucking up. All right, let's go to the East. We got Miami versus Atlanta.
Y'all know
what
me,
you
man.
Got.
Okay, who Hawks. You got?
Hawks in 7. Nah, because then they have to win in Miami. That ain't going to happen. But then they have to win 4 straight.
Then that so damn show ain't going to
happen. 2 at home,
Cam Reddish, come on, bro.
Seven. Also seven.
All right, Miami and seven.
It's going to happen. Watch.
He said Hawks. Sheldon, who you got?
Give me Miami and six.
I got Miami and four.
Damn.
You think they're going to sweep the Atlanta? Four.
Yep. It's that dark skin energy, bro.
Man, that's what, the strip club going to get one game, bro. The strip club going to get one game from them.
They may want to stay in Atlanta one more. They may want to come on. I may want to come back one more time.
Maybe Miller dark skin.
Huh?
You said the dark skin energy. I said Nate McMillan dark skin.
Nate McMillan ain't playing.
I don't know what FIFA.
Did FIFA say anything? He gone.
Yeah, FIFA probably sleep.
He probably knocked out, boy. Boston versus Brooklyn. This is the one that's like.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to do the East last, because of this game right here.
Nets in six.
I'm with you on that.
Same one. You on the same?
Nets in seven.
In Boston, huh?
In Boston.
Kyrie.
KD. I think KD going to close it out.
That's hella dramatic for what you picking. Mm-hmm. That's hella dramatic.
It is. I think this is going to be one of the greatest series in a while.
Give me Boston in seven. And I fuck with Kyrie. I fuck with KD.
I respect it.
But that team, I don't know. If Ben Simmons was on the court,
he's coming back.
Game four, five, or six.
That's what he said.
Here's the thing for me, Nick. Watching that first half and that defense that Boston played on Brooklyn, that should have been a blowout. So the fact that it came down to a last-second shot to me told me that Boston gave Brooklyn their best shot.
But that's the game that Boston has to win, though, right?
Yes.
When one of the superstars out of the two isn't playing that well, KD was what? For the first time, he was like 9 for 23. He scored under 25 points.
Right.
Who else? Seth Curry was off.
Right. Seth Curry going to be off the whole series.
Who else was off?
In the playoffs.
Seth wasn't off. Well.
What's his name? Even Patty ain't do shit. It was like, Kyrie was the only reason why they were still in the game. So I was like, okay, you have to win that game. If you lost that game, then yeah, they fuck around and get sweet. Adrian Wells, shout out to you. What's good, everyone? How y'all doing tonight? Who y'all MVP this year? Boxing question. Who you got? Earl Spence versus Terrence Crawford. I got Spence by late round TKO. Love this channel. We appreciate you, Adrian.
Adrian Wells, what's up, man? Hey, I don't know if you watched the Spence fight this weekend. It was a convincing win, but he scared. Well, first off, we get back to MVP. I'm just answer that Spence question. Spence had a convincing win. I don't know if you saw Ugas's eye, but he beat him up worse than Mike Tyson beat up Mitch Green. It was awful. It was a demolishing of that fighter. But I just think that Bud. I love Terrence. I'm an Errol Spence fan. And I want Errol Spence to win that fight if they do fight, put it that way. But I just think that he don't move his head enough. And I think Bud gonna tag him. And I think that Bud would beat Spence.
I think B did a video on that too.
He beat Crawford.
He did.
He loved Crawford. I don't know if he switched.
Y'all can check out that 365. It's on the channel.
Yes. But I love them both.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I won't follow any of it, so.
Mm-hmm. I'll watch the fight.
As for the MVP, give me Embiid. Y'all know you've been following the channel. You've been here, man. I've been all season long.
Gun to my head, I'm picking Embiid. But I do. Shit, Giannis could win it this year.
Yeah.
I wouldn't lose sleep over that shit.
If because it's a regular season award, like I said, it came down. It was so tight for me in the end. It was really tight. But if I had to pick one, But I'm biased now because of the playoffs, but I think it's Embiid too. By hair. But once again, like I said, who I think is going to win it, I think it's already sewn up. I think that they're going to give it to Joker.
It's kind of crazy how at the last minute, everybody wants to start talking about Giannis. You know, I think I even brought that up. I brought up Giannis, Luka, and Ja. And now the media trying to push
Giannis. I was more surprised they wasn't talking about the Bucks in general.
Yeah, they
for a team that won the title, they ain't say shit.
This whole year.
They weren't even a top. I don't know if they were top three Vegas odds to win the title.
This whole year.
I know it's the Lakers, the Nets, and someone else. Maybe them. I don't know.
This whole year, they've been the forgotten team, and that's the best thing for them. It's the best thing for Giannis, too. I mean, he's been able to play ball and just relax under no pressure. And it's still the market. They still considered Milwaukee. You know what I'm saying? That's the problem. But he is definitely deserving of that talk because he's done nothing short of being MVP. So I wouldn't be mad either way that vote goes.
83. God damn, Minnesota. They were happy to get one. That's what that is.
I told you. They were looking for a split. They got their split.
Creedence says, can anyone out of the East really beat the Bucks? I don't think so, really.
The Nets can.
They could. Out of all the teams, they're the best ones, but yes. But they don't got no defense. They ain't got nobody to even get in front of Giannis.
If Robert Williams was on the Celtics, I would have liked their chances.
Yeah.
If, you know, if they win that series.
If he gets back, but
outside of that, nah. Well, no, Philly may have a – now Harden's on
Philly
the team.
Philly ain't shit.
Yeah. I believe in the Nets. I think the Nets
– I'm going to say, I'll give Philly a shot. I'll give Philly a shot.
Philly?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because they do have their own difference maker, too. You know, the Celtics, we keep talking about Tatum like he's a difference maker.
He got the game winning shot.
He had to be set up for it. Wasn't like he got it.
That play broke down. He got lucky as hell.
Mm-hmm.
He hit
that's
it,
not a knock to him. It's just the ball.
It is a knock. You're literally knocking him.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm knocking him.
I'm not knocking him because he did hit the shot, but
he scored
the ball wasn't in his
hands. He scored 31 points.
It's a layup.
The ball wasn't in his hands.
He scored 31 points. They needed all 31 of them points.
Well, why he didn't have the ball at the end of the game? Even though he scored the last point, why wasn't the ball in his
hands? He did disappear.
He had the ball in his hands at the end of the game. They Marcus Smart passed up a shot so he could get that shot.
Yeah.
We don't know. Hey, Marcus was hot that game. He shot like 4 threes in that game.
He did. He was hot, but, you know, not at that moment. He got to pass that way.
Milwaukee versus Chicago.
We already know that's close.
Is everybody saying sweep?
I'm saying a sweep.
I said 5.
Yeah. How many sweeps he called so far?
He ain't called no sweeps.
Yes, he called one sweep. I called a sweep one.
Where? Hold on, let me see.
He had this one called a sweep.
Yeah, you did. The Phoenix and that ain't shit, though.
But that ain't looking like it's going to be a sweep yet. It's always crazy how these games are just so different from one another.
You got, you telling you said 5?
Yeah.
And then the last one we have.
Change mine too. That is a sweep. Just give it to him because I don't trust Chicago. What is the last game? Oh, Philly.
Herb Jones.
The last one is Philly versus Toronto.
I'm taking the Sixers. And 5.
What you got, Sheldon?
Philly and 6.
On the road, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
I was thinking about saying Toronto and 7. But
Scotty down.
Yeah, Scotty down. That's what I was like. I gotta change it. Give me Philly and 6. Nick Nurse should be good for 2. Doc lucky Scotty went down.
What happened to Scotty?
Twisted his ankle. And Embiid stepped on his foot.
Oh. Mm.
But it was pretty bad. It was a bad. He had to be helped.
Did nobody know that had to be a tip in? 0.3 seconds. Well, maybe you can't even get it off. I don't know. Anyway. That's. Oh, yeah. I think about the Raptors. good job on the comeback for the season, but they should just win this. I think they can win this without Harden showing up, honestly. I think Harden needs to show up. Y'all hear and y'all hear what Embiid told Harden?
What did he say?
Don't worry about all that old shit. Just focus on right now, meaning all your old playoff struggles and stuff. Mm-hmm. Told him that, yeah, nobody really, you know, you went up against a dynasty, so don't feel bad for, you know, basically losing those series because, you know, you're supposed to lose because they were a dynasty. Just focus on right now.
And B knows that this is his last shot at legit being a contender in the East.
Mm-hmm.
Like this year and next year. So he's going to...
How is that his last... Wait, Embiid's last shot?
In the East, yeah.
How?
Because after this, they're going to have to blow up the whole team.
Oh, no, no, no. This, well...
I'm talking about like this season and next season. Like they're going to have to blow up the whole
team. I don't know what that looks like because they went and got Harden. So Morey, this is part of...
Morey going to get fired too.
Not that soon. Not in...
Not after two seasons?
No.
Because he the one that brought Harden.
He won't get fired for that.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't get out of the second round in this season or next season, everybody gone. I don't see how you keep anybody.
If they ain't fired Elton Brand yet, they ain't gonna fire more.
You know, I'm saying everybody. It's gonna be a whole new regime.
It might be. It might be. I mean, I just don't
see how you keep this right. Like, what else do you do? That's the whole issue with Daryl Morey.
Yeah.
He do all this tinkering and shit, and they get him the same exact result.
They be the same place.
They be the same place.
But I thought it was interesting, though, that, like, Embiid is fully aware of Harden's playoff, like, reputation.
He don't want to believe it, though.
To the point where you be like, hey, man, don't worry about it, man. You know, it's fine, you know.
Don't worry about what you've been doing.
Yeah, yeah, we got you.
Don't like, worry about what? The fact you've been trash.
Yeah, like, you really went to this guy and was like, man, don't worry about all that shit. It's interesting because I was thinking about it. I was like, well... You know, we looked at Ben Simmons not taking shots. Shit, James Harden taking and missing shots is damn near the same.
About the same. So, she averaging the same shit that that Ben Simmons was
shit.
Doing. You know what you just said reminded me of? It's like, or what I was thinking about is, that's probably what like Will Smith's homeboys told him. Like, look, don't worry about that, bro. We know J-Dub was out here with August, but look, you still Will Smith. You know what I'm saying? He giving them same pep talks that he getting Will Smith homeboys get.
Yeah.
Man, nah. I think that's what I'm saying. He has to believe. He is the process, right? He said he does.
He is himself. The process.
This is the end of that.
He is the moniker.
There's a beginning and there's an end of every process. This is the end of the process.
Yeah. No, he is the process. So everything processes around him.
Yeah.
Including Harden now, old ass. So revisionist history 2020. At the time, I was like, man, this, I don't even remember what I even thought about the trade. But I do remember the hype, but just seeing it, man, like they didn't need this motherfucker, bro.
Harden.
That wasn't what they needed. As a matter of fact, I didn't even think they would even make a move and trade for him. I was like, why do it? But
people were excited.
They were. The dude
getting excited again.
The dude Kendrick says, what do y'all think about the Golden State upset like Beasy?
What Golden State upset?
What they said about the GS. Upset like Beasley. I don't know what they're talking about.
What GS upset?
Does he? Oh, he did his playoff picks, but there's no way B picked Denver to beat Golden State. Is that what he said?
I got to watch the video. I ain't see the video.
The dude Kendrick, explain what you mean, because I don't know what you meant by that.
Yeah, just drop it in the chat, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Right in the kitchen. Who the hell kind of, who want to watch some shit like that?
Hey, why is Chris Paul guarding Brandon Ingram?
He can guard taller guys, though, which is crazy.
Not from these highlights.
You haven't seen him shut down KD?
He ain't shut down KD. Don't say that.
Bruh.
He stole the ball from him one time.
It was KD and who else? Who else was he guarding?
He tried to do that shit with, I know who he talking about. It was somebody, some big motherfucker, too.
It worked, though.
Yeah, he's strong enough. To get underneath those players. Just get underneath
them. Chill Vibes 24 says, Beasy picked Denver to beat Warriors. Yep.
Oh, wow. He did?
Mm-hmm. The dude Kendrick said he did.
Shout out to
my nigga B.
We'll holler at him.
What sport Beasy don't be watching? I thought it was football he ain't watching. I know it was basketball.
Yeah, yep.
BZ picked Denver in 7. That's my nigga, man.
Hey, man, shout out to New Orleans, man, because the Pelicans started the season 0-12. So to even be here with this cast of characters.
But thank the play-in.
Without
the play-in gonna get a lot of niggas in. They ain't supposed to be in there.
It is, but they didn't quit.
Yeah, they didn't, and they played well without Zion. That's what.
It was the one trade that I didn't even think it would make that much of an impact. I thought he just got shipped to Siberia. But fucking CJ McCollum, bro. Yeah, he came there and he started lighting shit up. And he just changed everything.
Marty McFly says, we need FIFO versus Q part 2 since Marcus Smart won Defensive Player of the Year.
Well, they both should be on the show Thursday. So we'll get an update on that. So, yeah.
Yeah, because the Boston series is tomorrow. It's not Thursday.
Yeah, it's just, that's offensive, bro. It's just always crazy, man, how every single game is just different. You know, these adjustments, man, you just see it sometimes. Mm-hmm.
That's why coaching is so important. Not for the regular season. Oh, yeah, that was clearly offensive foul. That's where coaching gets its own. That's why Steve Nash, punk ass, lost Brooklyn that game.
He lost that game, man.
All you got to do is, after Jaylen Brown made that layup, let Kyrie bring the ball up the court, call timeout, and be like, all right,
let's set
up a play for KD.
Or even if, because I had to make a video about that. Well, it was a short. It wasn't a full video. But even when you saw, because that was a good call. I don't know if it was called on the floor, but to send that double, that Kyrie was smart.
It was obvious. The nigga was about to score 50.
Yeah.
But damn, doubled him all the whole quarter, I don't think.
Which was a mistake by Boston's coach.
So I love the decision by, if it was coaching, great, where he was like, yo, just get the ball out of his fucking hands. We'll live with fucking KD.
He got Neil on. He'll make mistakes.
Damn.
Oh, wow.
Shit, based off how...
Oh, that boy like.
If he would have lost that game, he would have lost Nia Long too. He loses the series, Nia Long gone, boy.
Yeah, Troy Murphy Jr. can light it up. But when the double came, at that moment, Steve Nash, you gotta call a timeout. There's a couple of seconds left to at least call a play to get a better shot. Kyrie, and he damn near almost got open for. He almost got.
He almost, but he dribbled the clock away.
He dribbled the clock away, but he was looking for like a window. He almost found it. And I think he went in over and then went around.
Yeah.
And then that's when
he realized he was wrapped. Wasting too much time.
Yeah. And then he rotated, the ball rotated out. But at that point, Nash got to call a timeout. I was like, let's get something better than just them jacking up a shot. And it's just like, come on, man. You got to. I don't know. It was just a bad decision to me.
I saw a meme that was like Steve Nash's chalkboard, and it was a picture of a stick man shooting a basketball. Mm-hmm. Set, Kyrie and KD.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. I saw that.
Yeah, man. It's just like, man, what are you doing? Like, you wasted Kyrie's performance. Like, I was just sitting there, man. I was like, man, this dude right
in Boston,
here,
you know, he hate Boston.
Yeah, he was all business. He wasn't smiling. He
giving everybody the finger. He gave everybody the finger.
He was just putting in work.
He got fined $50,000 a day, too.
That's nothing else. Yeah, but he was so focused, man. And I don't know, for them to at least not, like, he made a miss a shot, but who cares? At least you got a better look than what they did. Especially when KD was off the whole fucking game. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, just terrible. But
see, that's why I say Brooklyn should win the series. Because KD did not play well. Kyrie played out of his mind, but it's Kyrie. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Kyrie, when he's in his right mind, is probably the best basketball player in the league. So in saying that, with KD, the other one is KD. Mm-hmm. So they got probably the top two guys in the league on that one squad, with one of them playing well, the other one not. Boston hitting you with their best shot, and they only beat you with a last-second layup. So all KD has to do is come out and play. He's going to play possessed this next game. And I think Kyrie gonna give you what he normally do, and I just think that they'll win the series. I just think so.
I have two questions, and then we'll close it out. Just an observation, maybe more of an observation / question. KD starting to look old? Or is it the injury that makes him look older?
What makes you, well, I'm answering no, not to me. What makes you say that though?
I don't know, man. He don't look the same. It don't look like he
is. You just going off for that one game too?
Nah, I've been watching him, man. Right? He don't look like he got that same bounce. Like he can still get shots off.
He just dropped 55 on Atlanta like a week ago.
Yeah, but he just a pure scorer. Like that burst and everything he had, it don't look like
he was blocking.
His dunks look old.
He got 3 blocks on and when he was.
Congratulations, he 7 foot. He got 7'4".
He was it was a chase down block he did in Cleveland.
I don't know, man. He don't look. He got that bounce. His dunks and everything you talking about looks older.
No, he is older. I give you that, but he don't look old.
I don't know, man. That's why I'm asking. I need to see more, but
ain't the one. If you want to, go ahead. I finish your point. I ain't trying to jack your point.
Nah, it's fine. But and you may have went where I was gonna go. It's just like I remember when I looked at LeBron. I was like, oh shit. Shit. It's here.
Yeah, LeBron is here. LeBron is definitely here. I was actually going to go to Steph. Mm. Steph is starting to decline as quiet as it's kept.
No, everybody, don't pay that.
Everybody,
no,
everybody,
I am.
Everybody sweeping the sweeping the shit underneath. Who come? Hey.
34 and 23 minutes.
Shelton, why is your boy coming off the bench?
34. Because he just come came on, off injury. On, 34 and 23 minutes.
That's a sign, bro. Steve Kerr. Hey, when we gonna start calling Steve Kerr a hater? Because he calling this shit early.
Melo came off the bench and had 23 minutes. You think he scored 34?
Huh?
If Melo came off the bench.
Why we talking about? So you saying Curry's where Melo's at right now in his career?
Not at all.
All right, then, so why you bringing up Melo? All right. All I'm saying is that the decline is happening for Steph.
What?
We ain't gonna address that.
What? Did you observe to make you say that?
His shooting percentage.
That's what I was wondering if you're going to go.
His shooting percentage. For someone who's known as like the greatest all-time shooter, he was real. He was with everybody else this season.
I thought you were going to say his lack of ability to create. I thought that's what you
were going to
say.
His shot did.
He don't go to the rim like he used to, right?
He didn't shoot as good as words, he used to.
He getting long in the tooth.
He getting like, hey.
The second thing I have, and we'll close out, is are we seeing teams double team players more than we used to?
The point guards, yeah.
Yeah, they started that with Steph.
I'm just saying, even just this whole past weekend, like mm-hmm. you saw, like you mentioned, Ken, with the Kyrie, how they closed out that game. We see what Miami's been
Lou
doing.
Lou double teams a lot.
Yeah.
I feel like when I'm watching Lou game, if there's a good player on it or somebody getting off, he's sending a fucking double. Mm-hmm. He's sending, he don't give a damn.
Which I don't understand why most people don't do.
That's why I'm, yeah.
I get there's other shooters, but.
Well, we saw that happen with Steph when they went in that play in. They were getting the ball out of his hands that way. That's how.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But that's smart. Mm-hmm. I don't
yeah,
know
it was.
Teams
that's when it started.
They let the nigga just come up court and do what he do.
Mm-hmm.
King, last question we gonna answer. Y'all's defensive player of the year let a starving Kyrie cook. I forgot Kyrie is on Ramadan. That man
starving. That's what starving Kyrie. I forgot about.
Hey,
oh man, that's funny. I saw that, but I
all praise due to Irving. That's what it's gonna be next game.
It'd be curious to see how the Sixers play without Thabul and Canada.
They already prepared, and I think that he had limited minutes in that last game anyway. So they're kind of preparing for it. I don't think he's playing.
He had limited minutes because he cheeks. That's why.
Well, that too.
They wasn't prepared for that shit. It was like, nigga, we don't need your.
Let me see how many minutes he played. Yeah, he only played 10 minutes in the last game anyway.
Oh, okay.
He had 5 points. He's not a major factor in this playoff series, I don't think.
So Babu, what they gonna call him?
Yeah, the starters played 39, 38, 37, 41, and 41 minutes. So they ain't got 5 players.
Mm. All right. Well, we thank you guys. Those are our picks. We thank you guys for sharing yours in the chat as well. Share this video, hit that thumbs up button, and drop your comments if you're watching it after the live stream. And let us know who you guys have in the playoffs.
Please do. And also make sure y'all checking out those 365s, man. Watch them a couple times if you can get the numbers up on that.
Yeah. And we'll catch you guys Thursday. We out. Peace.
Peace.